there and welcome to today's Teaching From It's Time For Me, and happy Tuesday to you. So this week we are covering finding your inner peace. What a beautiful topic, and very apt as well, because as you know, back in October, I put up a list of all of the things we'd be covering every week from now until Christmas. And this topic was actually supposed to be done last week, but because of the technical issues I had when my site was updating for a few days, I had to push everything back a week and we did relationships last week instead. And what's really interesting is that unbeknownst to me, when I chose that topic, I actually went to see the wonderful Rebecca Campbell yesterday. And for those of you who know her, I wonder if you like her work. And who, for those of you who don't know her, you could look her up and see her work as well. And she's very much into the spiritual aspect of things and finding your soul's calling, which I do think is very interlinked with inner peace and how to get that. So yesterday I asked you to think about what that meant to you, what came to mind when you thought about it, because it's a very personal and individual and unique experience finding inner peace. And I wonder, being honest, you know, do we ever truly find inner peace, or is it in fleeting moments? Or can it be something that we can have and sustain? And I hope it is. I'm saying that obviously because for me, if I'm honest about it, I don't think I've ever found full inner peace on a consistent level. I would believe that I have found inner peace or experience moments of inner peace, even in, you know, healing sessions or times when I meditate myself, or just in really special moments, there is a sense of inner peace. And that can come from having self-acceptance, which we covered during the summer, which is really interesting. Compassion for ourselves, compassion for others, forgiveness, and really, like I said a minute ago, it's quite an individual experience, but you might think of words like calming, contentment, peacefulness, stillness might come, or even a sense of zen. So all of this week, we're going to look at how you can find your inner peace. What can you do to get to a place where you are in that contented, calm, zen, compassion state of mind and state of feeling? So the first thing I want to do today is to get you to look at what is distracting you from having inner peace, what is taking away your inner peace on a day-to-day level. And when I was going to record this, I really had to think about this, you know, what does it mean for me? And I think, like I was saying there a moment ago, it's about having these fleeting moments of feeling this zenness or this calmness, which, to be honest, I've experienced through probably the last time I can feel it would be like really, really strongly in my day-to-day life would have been the day I got married, because it was just a beautiful, calming, loving day. And other times for me, I would feel it in meditation, actually, because I go to a different place and it just feels everything is very free. And another place that I'd find it is when I actually play the piano, because I find that very meditative as well, which is something I want to get back into. But when we think then of what's distracting, so if I think personally of what's distracting from my inner peace, it would actually be my mind. So my mind is what is the thing that's activated that I'm sitting in that takes away from that feeling of contentment, because my mind and our thoughts, and it's the same for you, are actually creating your emotions, and your emotions are very much what you feel throughout the body. And when I think of inner peace or contentment as well, I would feel, for me, and this is interesting, I'm going to get you to do this in a moment, is where do you feel complete inner peace in your body? And I would always feel it in my stomach. I know that I'm in a calm, peaceful, zen place when my stomach feels at ease. So for this moment, and we'll go back to what we're doing in a minute, I want you to think in your body where you actually feel peacefulness. And then when you're not in a state of peacefulness, where do you feel that in your body? Do you get, you know, maybe in your chest, maybe in your arms, your legs, you might have one particular place. So think of that, because all this week we want to really connect in with that part of ourselves and that part of our body, you know, to replace it. And we're going to be doing some meditation around that as well to help clear the energy around that. And then going back to what I was saying a minute ago, it's about what's distracting you from having inner peace. So I said to you there, it's my mindset. So I get very caught up in what's going on a day-to-day basis. I get very caught up on what's going to be happening in the future, what's happening for people in my life, what do I need to do to support them. And that would take up a lot of that would take up a lot of my headspace, but it would just definitely distract from that inner peace. I find a lot of times as well, I wake up in the morning and my first thing is must check my phone, see who's emailed from work or text. And I'm the minute my eyes open, I'm straight into my phone because my phone is my work and that hoes everything. And I don't even give myself a moment to say, okay, there could be 30 emails waiting for me there and they can wait a half an hour more while I get myself together. So all of this week, it's going to be about delving into finding how we can get you into a place of inner peace, what works for you, what you can bring into your life to do that. You're never going to, I don't believe, to be in a state of inner peace from this all of the time because life throws different things at us. But how can we find that space, that soft spot within ourselves that we can visit more often? That's what I'd really like to achieve this week. And it's about allowing yourself the space in energy in your mind and in your body to be able to do that. And that's what's really important. Also as well, I know I sent you a text about it today, but for those of you that are living in Dublin, I'm doing a beautiful self-care afternoon on Sunday the 16th of December from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock in South Dublin. And details of that, you can contact me for or on the website. But that is really going to be a day around inner peace. We're going to start off with a grounding meditation sitting with teas and oat cakes and a nice chat to get just to know each other and feel more relaxed in each other's presence. Then we're going to be doing some beautiful self-care teachings around different aspects of that. We're going to be doing a lovely intention setting ritual. So setting beautiful intentions for the year ahead, finishing our year off in a more peaceful place, and then a beautiful ritual with candles and writing around that, which I will talk about more on the day. And then we're going to finish off with a lying down meditation. So it's 3 hours just for you to take time out. So I just thought I'd mention it again because we are talking about inner peace and it is something I'm hoping to create a very peaceful space on that day. So again, your things to do for today is one, what's distracting you from having inner peace on a daily basis? And two, then where in your body when you are feeling a place of calmness and ease, or when you do feel that level of distraction from your inner peace, where in the body do you get that signal from? And hold that in your mind as well, because we will be tapping into that, like I said, during the week. So wish you a beautiful day and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.